There's a lampshade running across the field. What do we do? I can't shoot it. It's thin on the top and the bottom. Just aim in the middle, Charlie. He learns there's a golden silk weaver spider. We were up in Cairns that we learned about, and they were like, there's a golden silk weaver spider, and apparently their web is so strong. This is what the tour guide said. She said the web is so strong that if you ran into it, it would stop you. And I thought that was pretty wild. I didn't appreciate that she looked right at me. She was like, their web is so strong, it would stop you. That hurt quite a bit, honestly. That would hurt more than running into the web. That hurt a lot, what she said. And joke's on her, because, you know, I'm not tall enough to reach a door frame where a web would even be, so I would just clear it. But the idea that a spider could just stop you with its house, and you just run into their house. You guys are all okay with this stuff, because you live here, but you can't stop me from talking about it, okay? You guys have just been gaslit your whole lives into believing that that's okay. That is, a web is so strong that I could just stop. Could you imagine just running into nothing and then you just stop? You're like, oh my God, my face hurts because I ran into silk. They told me that web is so strong that it's used in bulletproof vests. That's how strong it is. Do you know how much that upsets me as an American? To know that if I get angry enough, I can't shoot that thing successfully. It's like to shoot it and it catches my bullet and then just wraps it up. Just wraps it up like bait. And I have to just sit there knowing that my gun is futile. It's useless. It's useless. It was a Glock, and now it's a pew pew. That's so upsetting. Yeah, we've rendered that American utterly disabled. With a web. We didn't even send the spider. We sent its home. To stop an American and guns. You say what? You've lost two boars against... Oh, two wars against emus. Is that what the announcement was for? I wouldn't broadcast that to anybody. I mean, your secret is safe with me, but don't tell anybody else that. I'm not gonna tell any other Americans that, because that would change things. You guys have lost wars to two emus? What's the history of that? What happened? Did you not, what? You say, you what? You know, go ahead, please. Tell me everything you know right now.
In 1817, we lost the war against
Indians,
and we had guns.
And you had guns. Right.
Have you ever seen any?
Have I seen one? Yes, I have.
They're scary.
They are scary. But I can see one from over there and go, that's scary, and then pew pew. Unless it's standing behind webs, which is messed up. If it was emus and golden silk weaver web, That's cheating. That's not fair. You don't get to have an attack and a defense. That's cheating. Sorry, keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off. You had more. This was in 1817. Okay. Oh. I like that there's not even a word for it. She's too traumatized. She is like... One by one. You lost... Okay, I'm hearing this correctly now. So, okay, hilarious. So... You didn't. All right, that changes it. Okay, so you didn't. Oh, I was numbering the number of emus. It's the number of wars. Okay, hilarious. I thought there were just two emus. You guys just had a hard-fought battle, and you almost got it down, and then another one just shows up. Shame on me. Yeah, I think that's insane. I mean, I don't know how you lose twice. This isn't even your country. This is the emus. You don't, like, how do you have rights and... How can you just cook poultry openly, knowing that you lost? The idea that there are soldiers who have fallen and have been like, I lost in the Battle of Emu, and people are like, which one? It's insane. That is an insane thing to suggest. That people are like, ah, man, was it this one or was it that one? The second war, the first war, you knew they had beaks. And then the second war, you found out they had feet. Like, you're like, oh my god, when does it end? They have endless amounts of weapons. The first war, you went after their face, and they're like, ah, they got beaks, you gotta be careful. Next time, we'll try their feet. And then you found out that's how they attack as well. There's no vulnerable area on an emu unless it's a giant beanbag-shaped body that you could maybe attack. I would say that's the biggest target you could ever ask for with a gun. Look at that! Look at the giant pom-pom! There's a lampshade running across the field. What do we do? I can't shoot it. It's thin on the top and the bottom. Just aim in the middle, Charlie. I don't wanna. They do this. Man, we're gonna hold because there's someone's taking off right now. Jetstar finally got their paperwork, so we're just gonna have to hold for a second. Now's as good a time as any for a moment of silence. After not one, but two wars with Eve. Man, here I was backstage, just like listening to that announcement, and I a small tear, you know, and to know that it was Nemus. Who initiated that war? The second one was the Governor General.
He really wanted to box all of them, the top global one. And they're like, well, we can't fight anyone. And so they get all the Anzac soldiers off the middle of nowhere. They have the Emu running random. They're like, you know what's a good idea? Let's just send a bunch of men, a bunch of guys to try to get these Emus. And you think after knowing these birds for like 150 years, they realize they can run really fast. So they end up just going to the fields, trying to gun them down. But since they're so fast,
oh, man. It's more embarrassing the way you told it.